This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Daryl brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hello, Daryl.
We hear that you're in a bit of a mood. Is
Heard
that correct?
You're real cranky today was the intel we got.
Who said that?
That's Mac Robinson.
Yeah, right there. I'm looking at him right there.
Well, it consider your source, get better sources.
Okay. All right. We didn't believe it.
I said no way. Not Daryl.
Not Daryl. Not the draft's over. It's a hump day. Nobody loves hump day more than Daryl Ryder. And we said, we saw him at the, you guys were putting on a show, you and Padone this weekend from the convention. I said, no, not our Daryl Ryder. And then he just was like, let's wait and see.
I knew it was fake news the moment I heard it, Daryl.
The sun is out. It's a gorgeous spring day.
How's that smoker working out for you?
I'm going to find out here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Gonna try and fire
there
it up.
There we go. Tomorrow is the first day of the smoker. All right.
We are going to get some pork loin.
Oh, pork loin. Okay, nice. And pork is the most favorable of all the things to start with. Like chicken, you got poultry, you got a brine, or even do like a dry brine. Brisket can be pretty temperamental. I think you're starting with pork is a very, you've heard some good advice along the way.
When you speak, I pay attention, Nick.
Daryl, obviously I owe you the amount of a burger. Within a burger bet.
Have you noticed that? An amount of a burger? He's no longer just going to buy you and me burgers?
I don't know how this works. Did you want me to like bring you the burger on a platter the next time you host? I don't know when this works.
What, you can't be seen in public with me or so? I mean, I took Nick to get his burger.
I'm not.
Can't do that? You're too big for that?
Not too big for that. I have a daughter I spend my free time with. If my daughter can come with us, maybe in the morning we all go get burgers. You want to do that?
I actually kind of like that idea because I will just chill with Charlotte anytime. So absolutely.
We're cleaning out one of the rooms upstairs, Daryl. I have a bunch of bobbleheads. Will you take the burger payment in form of bobbleheads?
If I don't have said bobbleheads, sure. Why don't you send me the catalog of what you have?
I'm going to send you over photos, and then you get the values worth and go higher for yourself. Don't be scared now. Instead of me just getting a burger gift certificate.
This is the actions of a coward. You just
not coward.
Your ego won't let you just buy us burgers.
It's not.
And see
it's
the
not
satisfaction on our face.
Oh,
as
is that,
we
is
eat
that
the
fun part of the burger bet? Is like
oh
you like seeing
God.
You? Like, oh, it's so juicy. It's
doing,
so good.
Doing the vinegar strokes while you and me are sitting here, and you get to see in the window of my soul.
You're right. I don't want to give you guys that satisfaction.
Yeah. I knew it.
No chance.
I knew it.
Not in the name of everything that is holy, Shador Sanders. Not doing it. Mm. You see him helping out kids at schools today. He's running hills in Akron. He is going to Crocker Park. If I have like a my wife has like the Find My Phone, so she can see where I'm at any given part of the day.
Yeah.
Like I'm like a Sims character. I feel like that's what we have with Shador Sanders now. I know everything that Shador has done in the 24 hours he's been here.
I just like the fact that your wife stalks your Find My
she
iPhone
does.
So she knows where you're at.
She's worried about him stalking Shador.
She does, yeah. That's how we get even, is she stalks me and I stalk Shador. It's okay.
Okay. All right. That's not creepy or anything, but okay.
Daryl, Brian Baldinger was on the morning show today with the Modern Boss, and he said he doesn't understand the Browns' plan.
He's not the only one.
Okay, so I'll ask you, do you understand the Browns' plan, and does it matter if you don't?
It doesn't matter if I don't, but no, I don't understand the plan. No, I don't. Other than I can't criticize it, Nick, because they're kind of doing exactly what I said they should do, and that's just kind of throw some stuff against the wall and hope something sticks. So while I don't understand the plan, I can't criticize what they're doing because they're doing exactly what I said they should.
That was the phrasing. That's how you used it. Throwing things against the wall that was the out for you getting right in this whole entire stretch. Yeah.
Now, I kind of feel
like Shador fell so far from like top 10 all the way down to 144. Nick, I kind of feel like we should get 2 and 3 burgers out of this thing. I mean, it wasn't even close.
You're not getting 2 or 3 burgers.
You're
not getting 2 or 3 burgers.
I just like that you already shoehorned yourself into a bet that had nothing to do with you. You're getting a free burger, and now you're like, I think me and Nick should get multiple burgers here.
Now, what is funny about it is I was contemplating giving you a higher value than Nick in a gift certificate and just seeing what you guys did with that information. Like, maybe you get a $20 gift certificate and give Nick like a $15 one, maybe a $10 one. And just be like, I didn't say what the cost of the burger was. Just is what it is.
Thought Daryl might go to a more fancy burger joint. So overall, I think JP and I think this draft is the bridge to next year's draft. I think they put some good players out there, but I don't think they fixed the team in any way. I don't feel like they're dramatically better than they were 3 months ago between free agency and draft. Right. And yet, Shador's getting all the publicity here. What do you think of just the 1 through 7 of the 7 picks they made? What do you think of the draft that they actually had?
Well, I mean, outside of them drafting Dylan Gabriel with that 94th pick, I think it was a pretty outstanding draft on the surface.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I love the Mason Graham pick. I know you get Mason on at 6 o'clock. I thought he was the best defensive tackle in the draft. Pairing him next to Myles Garrett, in my estimation, is more valuable than having a bookend defensive end, because now you can overload one side of the line and rest in peace to every offensive line that tries to slow that up. I like Schlesinger, the second round pick. The fact that they got Junkins a couple picks right after that. I wanted one of the Ohio State running backs, so big, big fan of that selection. Fannin from Bowling Green, I thought that was another outstanding pick to address a specific need. I found the selection of Dylan Sampson a little curious, the running back from Tennessee. But I think, if anything, that just telegraphed what we already knew, and that is the odds of Nick Chubb returning to this football team are getting slimmer and slimmer as the days go on. And then with the Shador selection trading up to 144. Again, he's still on the board. You're just trying to, you know, hope you can find lightning in a bottle here. So can't really criticize that. And as we're already seeing, he's great for business, right? As you guys were talking about, everyone's kind of following his every move on social media. He's the top-selling jersey of this draft class right now in the National Football League. So he's great for, you know, Jimmy Haslam loves those numbers when the jerseys are flying off the shelves. So, it's real hard for me to criticize this draft class that Andrew Berry came away with. I thought he did a fairly good job.
Yeah, there's a couple question marks, obviously wide receiver, offensive line, but I want to focus on wide receiver for a second. Browns get Deontay Johnson. We can talk about him. There's also Isaiah Bond that is out there and a potential undrafted free agent. He comes with some problems. That's obviously what made him fall from what was supposed to be a mid-round pick to then out of the draft completely. How many guys like that do you feel like the Browns can take a chance on? Should they be, if they take Deontay Johnson, are they then out on someone like Isaiah Bond, or is this just going to be a place that just tries to take chances on guys with maybe some question marks?
Yeah, I don't like question marks. It's one of Andrew Berry's blind spots in my estimation. You can't sit up there at press conferences and tell us how much the person matters, and then you bring in guys like that. You can't do that. You lose all sense of credibility. And this is not a culture that can withstand that. The Browns don't have a good culture. This just in. They never have. And you can't be bringing in problem children and expecting that you're not going to have any problems. We saw that last year. So, and we've seen it in years past. I'm not a fan of bringing in guys with red flags all over them like this. Again, Kevin Stefanski's not a coach that deals with big personalities very well. See what happened between Odell and Baker Mayfield and what a catastrophe that whole situation turned into. So I don't know why Andrew Berry keeps going down this road. It is one of my biggest complaints of him as the general manager of this football team is he continues to bring bad dudes into the locker room, and there's absolutely no positive return on that investment.
Daryl, looking to the quarterback room, it seems like everybody fits Kevin Stefanski's system, so can we grade him this year accurately, fairly, based off the production of the quarterback room?
Yeah, I mean, look at the quarterback room. Really? You really expect that room to take you somewhere this year?
I mean, they all fit Kevin Stefanski more than Deshaun Watson or Baker Mayfield did, and that seems to be the whoopee for Kevin Stefanski. He seems to have the most success with the limited talent guys because they can't do anything other than just do what he says.
Right. No, I mean, that is fair. And, you know, that was the biggest thing I think that had JP over there all aboard the Shador train was the fact that, he fits so well with Kevin Stefanski, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm taller than Dylan Gabriel, okay? that's not a compliment. I think Baker Mayfield's taller than Dylan Gabriel.
Who else is taller?
You are.
Running list.
Yeah, you are, I am.
I'm taller than Shador. I'm taller than everybody not named Joe Flacco. I get a real win here, okay?
Extra burger for Nick.
I do need a photo of you standing next to Dylan Gabriel. Like, I need air to breathe. I need that photo, Nick.
Does that didn't look like Altuve?
I want it to be comical how much larger of a person you are than him.
Who is the mountain of a human being next to the small child? Oh, that's Afternoon Drive host Nick Wilson.
It'd be the perfect 10 photo right there.
Daryl, do you feel like the fact that you said constantly throughout this interview then you really liked Andrew Berry's draft then? Do you feel like the Shador conversation has overtaken the idea that Andrew Berry did have a really nice draft?
Here's my take on the whole Shador situation. If it works out, fantastic. Browns hit the lottery. And if it doesn't work out, so what? Just like the conversation about who made the pick. You know, did Jimmy Haslam have any influence? I've been told no, but that's not exactly what I believe. But who cares? It's the 144th pick, fifth-round pick, and you're taking a stab in the dark here. You give Kevin and the coaching staff some time with Shador. Maybe they can make a little something out of that. But if it doesn't work out, it's not like they spent the second overall pick in the draft on the kid. So I'm not going to criticize him if it doesn't work out with Shador. I probably will with Dylan Gabriel because you spent a third-round pick, 94th overall, when you had other needs like wide receiver and offensive line and maybe some secondary help too. I'm not all caught up in the Shedeur Sanders is going to make or break the success of this particular draft class. He's the seventh member of a seven-member class. I will say this, though. You got seven players in the top 150 of a draft. You better have some home runs in there.
Darryl, real quick, we get about 30 seconds here. Yeah. Who starts the most games at quarterback for the Browns this year?
Oh,
That's not an answer.
I know. Yeah, you got me on the hot seat with that one.
Just say great question.
Great question.
There you go.
You know what? Just because I feel like throwing a grenade on your fire here, I'm going to say Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
All makes right. sense to me, Darryl.
Darryl?
Not the reaction I was looking for
makes
there,
sense,
Nick. But
makes
okay.
sense to me.
It's okay. That's fine.
Nick's pretty used to someone saying Shador's going to play a lot of football
this
year.
If you were going for shock
not,
value,
that's not really uncommon.
You should have been like Bernie Kosar.
By the way.
Brian Sipe.
Was I grumpy enough for you today?
To Mac. We told Mac all the time. You're in great spirits.
You seem like you're in a great mood today. I don't know
fantastic
what
fantastic mood.
I don't know what Mac was picking up on.
Maybe Mac's a little jealous about the burgers there. Darryl, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
You bet, guys. Have a good week.
Thanks, Darryl.
Darryl Ryder brought to you by
Nice Try Fatty.
Scheiben Jewelers. Took him all that time to get that one in there. Cleveland's Premier Jewelry Store. We'll react to what Darryl had to say. And with or without Nick Chubb, it can still be accomplished. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.